We're doing Yeshayahu. We're up to what's called the 24th chapter, the 12th pasuk. We had learned this prophecy about the destruction of Israel, and it's not clear about what generation the Navi is talking. Is this the way we've been learning? Is it talking about the generation of the destruction of the first temple? Or is the Nevuah about the future destruction that will precede the Great Redemption? Remember, in the previous chapter, the Navi had discussed the Great Redemption, about how Tzor will be taken down and Israel will rise. We discussed how we have in the Midrash that sometimes the word Tzor is a reference to all of Edom that will go down as we go up. And then the Navi comes back and says, but wait, That won't happen so fast. First, there's a destruction of Israel. Some learn that the destruction of Tzor was after the destruction of the first temple. And then this Nevuah is speaking about the destruction of the first temple. Others learn that the destruction of Tzor is speaking about a future time when they'll be totally destroyed. And then this destruction is the destruction that will precede the Great Redemption. So it's a destruction that's yet to come. This is something that people don't like to hear, but Medrash actually says that after we return to the land of Israel, there will be another great destruction before Mashiach comes. People like to think that maybe that's what happened during the Holocaust. It doesn't exactly fit the Midrashim. The Midrashim describe a real leadership in Israel and an ultimate exile. People like to say that we won't fall a third time. There are definitely Midrashim that say we will. So that's not a pleasant thought. Then again, there are sources that say that those who won't be here for that whole process will not be allowed to join. Meaning it's only those that are here. We'll see sources for that in the Pesukim as we continue. But back to the Nevuah, Pasuk Yud Bet. Yes, Yechien.
So that means why should we bring the Jew from America here?
So that's what I said. That there are sources that indicate that those who don't come now will not be able to join later.
So as much as it's going to be bad here, it's even worse if you don't come.
Right. Isn't that fun?
Right.
So we'd much rather go with the understanding that things from here are only going up. Right? Okay.
So the biggest chance to get there is by being here.
Right?
The only chance.
Look, we also have a tradition that there are multiple ways it can play itself out. A lot of it depends on us. I think it was after Amona. I don't know if you guys were following what was going on here during Amona, but there was a lot of police brutality against the Jews as they decided after Gush Katif, the next place they wanted to clear out was Amona. So there was a huge struggle there, and I don't know.
It's 3 kilometers south of Ophrah.
Police literally came with whips and horses, and terrible story. So everyone was devastated. It was Gush Katif, and then Amona. I asked Rav Bigun how he views the situation, and he said to me, things are much better than they used to be. So I asked him, what does the Rav mean? And he said to me, I remember when the state began, you'd be embarrassed to walk in the street with a yarmulke. You'd actually have to have a lot of courage to walk out with a yarmulke, because those who were wearing yarmulkes felt very uncomfortable. They were looked at with a very bad eye.
You wear the new Jew, right?
We should also take into consideration that, I mean, there's that, but there was also, you know, before Gush Katif, where, you know, people were proud to live there. And now the Israeli government helped them live there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm saying, so you look at the destruction, and sometimes it seems like that's the focus. I'm just saying, it's not such a far-out thing to say we're moving forward. We have bumps along the road, but we are moving forward.
Rabbi Cohen seemingly was looking at the big picture of
right.
Right.
That's the point. That's what I'm saying. It's not such a far-fetched thing to say, hey, in general, we are moving forward. We are. I think Klal Yisrael is in a very good place. There are problems. We're working on them. That's why we're here at Machon Meir. Yeah.
What about the
Which Midrash talk about
the Medrash Rabbah, in a few places. Yeah.
And why I only heard for you this kind of
right. Right. Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
So many questions. You have so many questions.
I'm saying again, people like to think that we already filled that obligation with the Holocaust. Okay?
Is that what are those the sources that are being brought by other teachers in the institution that says there will not be a third? Because I've asked, and they said, we have sources that say there will not be a third destruction. So are they just competing, dueling sources, or are they just different understanding?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. And these matters, I for sure don't know. I don't know. And again, I think we sometimes we have multiple sources, mm-hmm. and we have a tradition that there are at least two ways it can play itself out, right? Mm-hmm. Will the temple come down from heaven, or will we build it up from earth? Okay. Will it be Be'ita, or will it be Achishena? God says there's an end time. If you guys don't get your act together by then, I'm getting into the picture. But he's giving us until that time to get our act together and Achishena, and to bring things about more quickly. Okay, so that's always the question. It's always tempting to wait for God to take care of the story. But our challenge here is to get things done more speedily. So I'm saying we definitely have two versions of how it can play itself out. And our tradition is that those are two options. So that's why the two sources might not be conflicting.
Will he bring something from heaven? Mishkan or people in Eretz Israel? When he do that?
That's a good question too, but Rashi definitely seems to learn that way. That even though it didn't happen yet in history, there is, the Talmud says there's a Yerushalayim Shel Mala, and Rashi, in more than one place, indicates that there's a temple that can still come down from heaven. I don't know. No, no one knows. There still might be a million years left to the world. We don't know. Yeah. We don't know. I'm sorry, people like to think we do know. But Rashi says we don't know.
It's a good bet. Every religion that said the world could end on a certain day has been proven wrong.
Look, I don't know if you want to go on this tangent. If you want, in the Tana de Be'elio series, we have a series online, Tana de Be'elio. So over there we learned the Braisa where it says the world's going to last only 6,000 years. And there we discussed a little bit at length that we don't exactly know what that means. We don't take that at face value, that come the year 6,000, that's it, there's going to be a nuclear war, the whole world's going to disappear. No, we don't know what it means. And we don't know if it's necessarily correct. Meaning, could be there are multiple opinions in the Talmud, so who knows if that's the one that's accepted? And again, the next question is going to be, where do you start the count from, right? Where do you start counting 6,000 from? Yes.
On a side note, with the Tikkun HaOlam, are we all going to have to be dead for that to happen?
It's a good question. That's an excellent question. According to one opinion. So, that depends on when Triat HaMitim is going to happen. If it's going to happen after that tremendous war where everyone dies, so then, yeah, everyone's going to be dead, and there's going to be 1,000 years of quiet on planet Earth. And then there's going to be Triat HaMitim. Yeah, could be.
You mean Gog and Magog, as in all humans will die?
I'm not sure it's Gog and Magog. Because in Gog and Magog, it ends differently.
Final battle.
Okay, Pasuk Yud Bet. So if it's not clear, that's correct. It's not clear. I did not say anything clear because I don't know anything clear.
That we don't study Nevi'im?
We're studying Nevi'im. That's what we're doing right now. Oh, I don't know. I don't think that's... We do? We have 4 classes. I alone am learning with you guys. Tehillim, Mishle, Yeshaya, and Shmuel.
In general, in Yeshua, maybe I'm wrong.
No. We'll talk about it, but not now. On a Thursday night. Pasuk Yud Bet, after all that. Nish'al Ba'ir. Are we ready?